presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
FX Street, January 8, 10:52 America, New York, Mexican peso hits four-month highs against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso, MXN, posts decent daily gains of 0.31% against the U.S. dollar, USD, following last week's U.S. employment report and a light economic docket in Mexico. FX Street, January 8, 10:33 America, New York, S&P 500 echoing bearish vibe at all-time highs. Following a surprise beat from Friday's non-farm payrolls, the S&P 500 concluded the first trading week of the year on the back foot and snapped a nine-week winning streak. FX Street,
January 8, 10:03 America, New York, U.S. Inflation figures may manage to slow the dollar's downward trend, Commerzbank. In the U.S., the December inflation figures will be released on Thursday.
Daily FX Market News.
January 8, 10:03 America, New York, Bitcoin, BTC, USD, pumping higher as SEC ETF deadline nears. Bitcoin is trading on either side of $45,000 and nears levels last seen 21 months ago as ETF hype continues.
Global Economy.
January 8, 9:37 America, New York, EU approves €902 million in German state aid for battery maker Northvolt. Cash is first use of rule for strategic projects that allows governments to match subsidy offers from outside bloc.
FX Street.
January 8, 9:35 America, New York, JPY likely to recover modestly in 2024 after three straight years of weakness, HSBC. 2023 marked the third consecutive year of outsized declines in the Japanese yen, JPY.
FX Street.
January 8, 9:21 America, New York, S&P 500 defending 4,700 level. Will it bounce from here? The stock market began the year on a very weak note, but currently, it appears to be just a correction of December's advances.
BBC News Business.
January 8, 9:15 America, New York, Bet 365 boss Denise Coates sees pay jump to £221 million. The gambling firm's founder has earned more than £1 billion over 4 years, but campaigners criticize her salary.
FX Street.
January 8, 9:06 America, New York, Dow Futures, YM_F, Elliott Wave forecasting the path. In this technical article, we're going to take a look at the Elliott Wave charts of Dow Futures, $YM_F, published in members area of the website.
FX Street.
January 8, 9:04 America, New York, risks remain tilted towards some extension of the USD rebound, Scotiabank. The USD is steady in broad terms to start the week. Economists at Scotiabank analyze dollar's outlook.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 8, 8:59 America, New York, Newell Brands to cut 7% of office roles, reduce footprint. Newell Brands will slash about 7% of its office roles and pare down its real estate footprint in an organizational realignment. Copyright, Andrew Kelly, Reuters.
FX Street.
January 8, 8:32 America, New York, Euro, USD. Corrective losses may extend to 1.07, 1.08 in the next few weeks, Scotiabank. Euro, USD holds range around 1.0950. Economists at Scotiabank analyze the pair's outlook.
Daily FX Market News.
January 8, 8:10 America, New York, FX Focus. DXY and GBP, USD in the spotlight ahead of CPI and GDP prints. The U.S. dollar index and particularly cable demand attention this week ahead of U.S. inflation and U.K. GDP data. The greenback's sluggish start to the week entertains bearish potential.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 8, 8:08 America, New York. Johnson & Johnson to acquire AMRBX for $2 billion. Johnson & Amp. Johnson will acquire cancer treatment developer Ambrex Biopharma in a $2 billion cash deal. Copyright. Mark Kauslerick, Bloomberg News.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 8, 8 o'clock America, New York. Merck to buy Harpoon Therapeutics for $680 million. Merck has struck a deal to buy clinical stage immunotherapy company Harpoon Therapeutics for about $680 million. Copyright. Christopher Akakone, Bloomberg News.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 8, 7:58 America New York, Boston Scientific to acquire Axonics for about $3.70 BLN. Axonics had agreed to be bought for $71 a share. Boston Scientific said the deal gave Axonics an equity value of $3.7 billion and an enterprise value of $3.4 billion. Copyright, Marcio José Sánchez, Associated Press.